Be still and know. The poet's first poem went into the editor's wastebasket. I'll write the next one better, the poet said, and went back to his desk to write and rewrite. Now the editor is glad to get his poems, and the budding poet is still saying, I'll write the next one better. Another young man started in at the bottom. He did his best on every job assigned to him. And always when the next job was assigned, he said, I will do this job a little better than I did the last job. Today, he's president of his company. Still another young man said, I can't do it any better. If you want this job done any better, you'll just have to find someone else to do it. And the employer found somebody else. And so it goes. The man who thinks he cannot do any better is always passing on to make room for the man who can. From good to better to best. That's the road you must travel to be successful in your work. In all trades and professions, and in all lines of business, those who are likely to get ahead are those who continuously strive to better their best. That's from columnist John R. Gunn. The same rule applies in your moral and spiritual life. Not that I have already obtained perfection or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. That was Paul, always striving for greater spiritual development. Even in his advanced age, he still looked forward to a better ministry. I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are in Rome, he said. However good your best, be sure there is always the possibility of bettering it. I follow after is a motto each of us should adopt if we aspire to higher attainments and greater achievements. Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with this passage from Philippians. Not that I have already obtained perfection or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Thank you.